From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this Wednesday, September 4th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Weeks after hazardous PFAS firefighting foam spilled into the environment, the Brunswick City Council issued a formal resolution demanding steps to address the accident. Nick Song has more.
The non-binding resolution, passed at Tuesday's City Council meeting, is primarily addressed at Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority, the regional development group in charge of the property. Included in the resolution is a request that MIRA create a new communication plan to alert residents if another spill occurs. Brunswick City Councilor David Watson said when the spill occurred in mid-August, MIRA failed to immediately alert the public.
To me, sort of common sense says, if it's an emergency, you call up people that are at daycare centers and YMCAs and rec centers. It just seems like a real failure, and I really want to make sure that we put some teeth into this.
MIRA is also being asked to investigate why the spill happened and to implement a plan to inventory and remove the remaining harmful firefighting foam. City councilors say they hope the resolution can serve as a model for other Maine communities if they experience a similar PFAS spill. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nick Song.
Maine's casino inspectors have taken a vote of no confidence in the state's top gambling regulator, citing a toxic workplace and acts of retaliation. Inspectors work on-site at the state's two casinos to ensure regulations are being followed. Inspector Gail Craig says shortly after she and others filed a grievance over incorrect holiday pay, Gambling Control Unit Executive Director Milton Champion effectively cut back their hours on weekends and holidays. She says that undermined their core responsibility.
It just takes away our ability for oversight. That alone, the schedule change was a form of retaliation.
Craig says less oversight means more infractions could go unnoticed. Last year, Champion was placed on temporary leave for a separate issue involving inappropriate social media posts. Champion did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And the city of Lewiston has chosen local food pantry Caden's Kitchen to operate a permanent low-barrier homeless shelter. The shelter would provide 40 to 60 beds for adults experiencing homelessness. The city has struggled to get plans for the municipal shelter off the ground, even as a 2022 report found that more than 1,000 people in Lewiston experience some form of homelessness over the course of the year. Caden's Kitchen ran a winter warming center in Lewiston earlier this year. A location for the permanent shelter hasn't been chosen. Caden's Kitchen will apply for state and federal funds to develop the shelter. The goal is to have it up and running by next September. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, comedian and author Paula Poundstone returns to the show. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.